Welcome everyone, Bez Hashem. We continue with Kavod Shemayim, share number 19, discussing the milas, the benefits of a person who does not speak Lashon Hara. Chavetz Chaim says that we can see how the world can stand and exist for this person who's choisim piv, who seals his mouth, who's quiet, b'shas meriva, at a time that he can have an argument, he has a quarrel with someone else, and he chooses to keep his mouth closed. This is also in the category of not speaking Lashon Hara and Dvarim Asurim. That the world will survive and exist because of you. For example, he says when a person is having an argument with someone, and it's a very heated conversation, at least on one side of this argument, and you are koivesh, you control yourself, and the person's quiet and does not respond, the world survives on such behavior. And it's mida kinegan mida. The Chavetz Chaim says it's mida kinegan mida, measure for measure. That the same way a person's averis, as we learn from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem, have the ability to weigh down the scale and to destroy the world, Chas V'Shalom. Here, when the person is closing his mouth, the Mekatrigim, the prosecuting Malachim, cannot prosecute at this point because the person's silent. Al mi ha'olam kayam, and who does the world survive on? On the person who's choisim piv. He's choisim piv. He keeps his mouth closed. The Chavetz Chaim says now these beautiful words. Ure'eino achi oid. Come, my brother, and see further on this discussion. Sha'afilu loit shaloi hoya odum choshev kolkach. Avraham Avinu's nephew, Lot, was not such a chash of a person. But what did he do? He kept quiet. When Avram said that Sarah is his sister, he was shosak. And what happened was, Asoya kosev kizaroi v'cholak lo yerusha. Lot merited to be like a descendant to some degree of Avram, and he got inheritance. As Rashi explains in Chumash Pashas Devarim. And here says the Chavetz Chaim, we can learn a Kal v'Chomer. Kama toivas yagiu mi odon hakol. How much benefit, how much good will a person receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from Hashem? Kishi ish ha-Yisraeli choysim piv miladaber b'shas meriva. How much positive benefit a person will receive from HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he keeps his mouth closed, and it's extremely, extremely difficult. We have to know the reward is tremendous. And I'll tell you something else that the Chavetz Chaim doesn't mention over here. It's not his topic. But if a person is in such a situation and he's able to keep his mouth closed, the Shemayim, the heavens, open up, and it's a tremendous opportunity for tefillah to daven to Hashem, and that his tefillahs will be makubal, his tefillahs will be answered.